Boys and girls, welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us today, and we hope you'll be ready for the songs and the story, and have your pencil ready to get our address after a while. And now here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir, for that good message and song. I'm so thankful that Jesus never fails. I'll tell you another thing, the choir had a mighty good riddle. Did you notice it in that first song? They said, God has blotted them out. And then they gave a scripture reference, Isaiah 44, 22 and 3. Wonder if you could tell me what God has blotted out. All right, Bible Clubbers, that's the quiz question for today. If you can find out what the answer to the riddle is, what has God blotted out? And the answer is found in Isaiah 44, 22, and 3. And when you find it, send your answer to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. And let me see what answer you found. My, we'd be glad to hear from Bible Clubbers this week. And if you get the answer to the question correct, we'll also have a little gift in the envelope to you. Also, so be sure and write now this week. And now, here's the choir again. Jacob's heart pounded it within him in terror and fear. The whole deal just hadn't worked out as they'd planned. It seemed such a simple thing to do, to deceive father and get the birthright and all that, but oh my, it just hadn't worked out right. Oh, Jacob knew that it wasn't right to do wrong. He knew that you couldn't sin and get away with it. He knew that God just wouldn't let you get by with doing wrong, but, well, yes, he'd lied to his father. Yes,
Yes, he had deceived his father, and he knew it wasn't right, but, oh, he did want that blessing, and his mother encouraged him. Well, it wasn't right to do wrong no matter who encouraged you. You had to be a man. You had to stand on your own 2 feet and do right no matter what or who was behind you. But, well, Jacob was weak, and he yielded to temptation, and the thing that didn't seem so huge at the time now had backfired, and here he was fleeing to Haran for his very life. Yes, his brother? Oh, he looked behind him every now and then to see for sure. Perhaps Esau was coming behind him. Oh, yes, he'd left home in all respect and dignity with the so-called blessing of his father, for Isaac had called him in and said, "Don't take a wife of the girls around here. Go down to your Uncle Bethuel's in Paddan Aram and take a wife. Find your wife down there," and send him off with a blessing. Huh. But Jacob knew in his heart it was the very flight of his life to get away from Esau, for Esau, his brother, had plotted in his heart to kill Jacob the minute his father died. Hatred brewed, and Jacob feared. And so he ran. Every now and then he'd stop to catch his breath and look behind him to be sure nobody was following, and then he'd quickly run some more. Oh, it wasn't worth it. It just wasn't worth it to do wrong and have to be in fear like this and be hunted like he was, almost like an animal, but he couldn't undo the wrong now. It was too late. The afternoon sun wore on hot, and finally it began to fall over in the west, and pretty soon dark began to settle in. Jacob, in a way, was thankful, for he was so tired, but do you think somebody would follow him? Maybe not in the night. Maybe they'd be tired, too. And at last, in exhaustion, he fell down and got a stone for his pillow. Oh, even rest out here would seem sweet. Him with a stone for his pillow. And he'd left a fine home, with no doubt a soft pillow for his head. But sin had run him away from home, away from loved ones, into fear and dread. And now just a hard ground and a hard rock for a pillow. Oh, sin just wasn't worth it. He felt destitute. He felt alone. He just felt like it was a terrible plight to be in. And finally he lay down and went to sleep. At last sleep overcame him. And then Jacob dreamed. He dreamed a strange dream. He dreamed that he saw a ladder set on the earth, and that ladder reached all the way to heaven. And look! Oh, look! There are angels of God ascending and descending on the ladder. And he looked again. He couldn't believe his eyes, for at the top of the ladder he saw the Lord himself. And then, in the dream, the Lord spoke to Jacob. And what he said was nearly too good to believe. He said, "I'm the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of thy father Isaac. And the land that you're lying on, I'll give it to you and to all your seed after you. And you'll have a family with so many children, your seed will be as the dust of the earth, and I'll bless your families. And Jacob, I'm with you, and I'll keep you in every place you go, and I'll bring you again to this land, for I will not leave you until I've done everything that I've promised to do for you." Why, Jacob woke from his dream, and a knowledge that thrilled his heart flooded his soul. He said, "Surely, the Lord is in this place, and I didn't know it." Oh, yes, boys and girls, the Lord is in every place, and whether you know it or not, whether you acknowledge it or not, the Lord is there. "Thou, God, seest me. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, beholding the good and the evil." And Jacob suddenly realized that he might run from Esau, he might run from home, but he couldn't run from God. God had followed him all the way. And it just overcame Jacob. And he said, "Oh, how dreadful is this place. This is none other but the house of God and the gate of heaven." And early in that morning he rose up, and he took the stone that had been his pillow and used it for an altar and set it up there. And he said, "I'll put this stone here to symbolize the promise that I make to God this day." And he promised God, if God would be with him and keep him in the way that he should go and provide all his needs and bring him again into his father's house in peace, that as God had said he would, he said, "Then shall the Lord be my God. And I put this stone here as evidence of the promise that I've made." And he also promised God that everything he had, he'd give 1/10 to God. And so it was that day, out alone, far from home and loved ones, Jacob came face to face with God. And he knew at that point he couldn't run from God anymore. God wasn't going to let him get away with wrong and evil. God's presence was always there. Now, Jacob was not everything he should have been just overnight that way. But this was the beginning of Jacob and his life and his walk with the Lord. Now, boys and girls, there has to be a beginning with you. You must be born again. You're not in God's family just because you were born into this world. Oh, no. You were born into this world as a sinner, in the family of Satan. But God loved you. You haven't gotten out of His sight any day of your life, no matter what you've done, no matter how mean you've been, no matter what lies you've told like Jacob, or how you've deceived anybody. God's eyes saw every lick of it. But no matter what you've done wrong, did you know that God still loves you? He does. So much so that He sent the Lord Jesus Christ all the way from heaven to die for your sins. And Jesus shed His blood on the cross of Calvary so that you could be forgiven of your sin. Oh, listen, you can't run from God, and you can't get away from your sin. You must face it. Why don't you right now, right there by the radio, bow your head, and ask the Lord Jesus to forgive your sin. Tell Him you're sorry for your sin. And ask Him to come into your heart and save you. And then from this day on, walk with the Lord and be what He wants you to be. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.